All right, in sports, ladies and gentlemen, it was a tough weekend. It was a terrible weekend. It's a weekend where all I could pull out of it was pleasure at somebody else's pain. The Yankees lost 2 out of 3 to Toronto. I started rooting for the Mets against the Red Sox. They lost. I started rooting for the Jets because it looked like they had a bright future. They lost. I went to bed early last night because I knew what was going to happen. It happened. Dallas beat the Giants. The one thing that saved the whole weekend, and I'm ashamed to admit it, was that the Patriots lost. Thank God for that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. You missed one other thing that probably would make you feel good. The Eagles lost.
The Eagles, I can give or take it, but the Patriots, for just some reason, because I have a lot of friends that are Patriot fans, so it's nice to kind of jab them every once in a while. But, boy, what a washout weekend for New York sports fans.
God. If you're the Mets, you can't be that disappointed because you hung tough against Boston, and every game was good, and you lost 5-3, and then yesterday you lost again by one run, but they were right in every game. But on the other hand, the Yankees, they're playing Toronto, who got rid of their lineup, and Betances threw one down the toilet again yesterday, and then they lose one on Saturday, 8-7. Sabathia, I think he lasted barely 2 innings, and with the Yankee game on Saturday, Ken Giles, also known as extraordinary batting practice relief pitcher, shut the Yankees down for 4 outs. So, like I said, things are not going the right way for the Yankees at the wrong time of year, and for those people that think Aaron Judge is going to be the savior, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So a very disappointing weekend for the Yankees. A not-so-disappointing weekend for the Mets. I mean, after all, they are playing the team with the best record in baseball, and they went toe-to-toe with them every game. They weren't embarrassed at all. Another stellar performance yesterday by DeGrom, and once again, no run support. I think he struck out 12 yesterday. He pitched a really good game. And it's just a shame that he snake bit this year, because with not winning in his last couple of games, I think it might be harder for him to win the Cy Young, because sports writers are not the most brilliant people in the world.
All right. So then so then you move into football, hoping for some light at the end of the tunnel there, and there's another train coming.
I think the train already left for the Giants, and they're not on it. Last night was the game of ineptitude to see which team loses, season might be over. The Giants, not that the Cowboys looked a heck of a lot better, but the Giants haven't improved at all from last year. Haven't improved at all. Manning got whacked around like a Cupid doll. I think he was sacked 6 times. Their big offensive weapons against they didn't do anything until they got a layup at the end of the game, because the score is not indicative of just how bad the Giants played last night. They're not a good team. Right now, they're a pretty bad team. I don't know if they're going to get better. They're 0-2. Their schedule doesn't get any easier. They could be looking at 0-4 before you know it, and if they're 0-4, that's another season you gotta just hang up in the closet. The Jets are the Jets. You don't know what to expect from them. They lost to Miami 20-12. The quarterback had a pretty decent day. A couple of turnovers really hurt them. But that's the Jets. You didn't expect a whole lot from the Jets, but all you did all winter long was hear the tambourines playing for the Giants, and they're 0-2 and staring down the barrel of a gun. And how crazy is it that in the NFL you have 2 ties in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
If you look at these scores, I think defense has been banned in the NFL. It's a plethora of points being scored all over the place.
It's pretty amazing. And you look at how well the Cleveland Browns play for 58 minutes of a game in, in 2 minutes.
I heard that they were just unlucky to lose, that New Orleans was lucky to beat them yesterday.
Yeah, but how about this? Nine missed between extra points and field goals of that were 25 yards or less were missed yesterday.
Well, how many did the guy from Minnesota miss in overtime? Three?
It's unbelievable.
Unemployment in the NFL should have gone up today.
You know, they've got kickers. They got these kickers in now with strong legs so they can kick the ball like on kickoffs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Bring back the accurate kicker.
I guess it's kind of like pitchers where they're out there heave-hoeing the ball at in the upper 90s, but they can't throw a ball where they want. Kickers, well, they can reach the goalpost from 60 yards, but they can't put it between it.
Yeah. Bring back the accurate kickers. I'm sorry. It's unbelievable. I mean, I guess it makes for exciting games because they
never know what's going to happen. That's not an exciting game. That's staring at an incompetency. That's what that is. An exciting game is where you got two teams slugging it out and you never know who's going to win. Now you never know who's going to win because you don't know who's going to screw up.
Now, how do we do in our football picks?
You went 3-0. You had San Francisco, the Rams, and Atlanta. So you're back over to Mendoza line. You're 6-4-1. And I had Jacksonville, San Francisco, and took the bait with the Jets. So I went 2-1, and I'm standing at 6-4.
All right, who plays tonight?
I have no idea. I got to look.
I know, so do I. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, this is a dog of a game. I'm going to watch the Mets and the Phillies tonight. Seattle is at the Bears.
You know who I'm going to take in this one?
I already wrote mine down.
I'm going to take the Bears.
That's who I'm taking, too.
I'm going to take the Bears. Hey, how about that kid from Kansas City? 10 touchdown passes in 2 games.
How about Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, he's got 8 touchdown passes in 2 games.
And another 400-yard game against the Eagles. So all Tampa Bay did was go into New Orleans and smack them and then come home and beat the Eagles. Who would have thunk it? Jameis Winston might want to get his baseball glove back out.
That's right, because I don't think they're going to take this kid out of this guy. And he's not a kid, he's a journeyman. Did the Jets give up on him? And sure, he goes crazy.
Of course. I mean, a 400-yard game in the NFL is not what it used to be. I mean, they're more commonplace, but still, this is a team that was expected to be awful, and they beat two of what are supposed to be the top teams in the league, and scored a ton of points and put up a ton of yards against both of them. So who knows what Tampa Bay is going to do this year.
All right. So anything else in sports? I think it's about it, right?
There's a lot of football and baseball. Everybody's positioning, trying to get their rotations in order. The Western Division in the National League is a dogfight between the Rockies and the Dodgers. The Astros did a favor to those two teams by taking care of business against the Diamondbacks. They're 4.5 behind with 12 games to play, so it doesn't look good for the Diamondbacks. And Milwaukee dropped 2 this weekend to put the Cubs back on top. So you still have a little bit of a race there, but other than that, everything's pretty solid except for the wild card race between the A's and the Yankees. And Boston could determine a lot this week because they play each other, and Oakland and the Yankees looking to see who's going to host that wild card game. The Red Sox could have a big say in the outcome of that this week.